Dictation for Rita, R-I-T-A, Cook, C-O-O-K. May 2647 addresses a letter to Yvette, I, V as in Victor, E, T-T-E, Zarrillo, Z-A-R-R-I-L-L-O, Dear Dr. Zarrillo, follow up for Mrs. Cook, who has chronic kidney disease. I have not seen her since July 2022. It's my understanding she's been in the hospital multiple times. She has failed to come to the office a number of times. She accepted to do a phone visit, not in person. Lack of transportation, family members busy with their own lives, and she is restricted. There was a recent visit to the emergency room because of abnormal chemistries. This was done on July 10th. Blood test was repeat, received hydration, treated for urinary tract infection, received Rocephin and then Keflex by mouth, x-ray without pneumonia, some vascular congestion. CT scan, abdomen, pelvis, no kidney stones, no obstruction. Chemistry is stable, patient release home. Eats three meals a day, denies vomiting, dysphagia, but frequent nausea. Denies abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding. Question cloudiness of the urine after antibiotics is clear. No bleeding. Denies abdominal flank pain or fever. Denies pressing edema. Prior foot also has healed. Uses a walker. Denies falling. Some degree of lightheadedness. Denies chest pain palpitation, does have chronic dyspnea, uses oxygen, presently 5 liters 24 hours, has a sleep apnea, CPAP machine, denies purulent material hemoptysis, has a hospital bed, some degree of orthopnea, probably 30 degrees, some pruritus, no rash. She was burned with hot coffee. The size of her right palm over the right knee, which is already healing. Minor decreased hearing. I review medication available, but she cannot tell me for sure what really she's taking. Supposedly on Vumex, Norvasc, Coric, Dosazosin, nitrates. I cannot verify exactly what she's really taking. She denies, however, anti-inflammatory agents. I review emergency room note from July 10, here in ALMA, A-L-M-A. In the emergency room, white blood cell count in the low side 3.9, anemia 10.8 with MCV of 92, low platelet count at 133, low lymphocytes, creatinine was 2.49, days before 2.7, baseline 1.8 to 2. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, GFR 20 stage 4, glucose in the 140s, 1 plus of protein in the urine negative for blood, 4 plus bacteria, normal lipase, lactic acid, inflammatory parameters not elevated, negative troponin, normal magnesium, the report of the CT scan abdomen and pelvis without obstruction or stones. Next paragraph. Previously, normal ejection fraction. This is from December 2022. Echocardiogram. Left ventricle with moderate dilatation, borderline hypertrophy. Severe enlargement left more than right atrium. There is moderate tricuspid regurgitation, aortic valve is calcified, severe pulmonary hypertension, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, PKD, stage 4. A number of factors, including hypertension, pulmonary hypertension, probably cardiorenal syndrome, underlying diabetic nephropathy. Chemistry needs to be done in a monthly basis. No indication for dialysis today. No evidence of obstruction or kidney stones. No information about bladder. She needs to continue salt fluid restriction, continue pressing diuretics and other blood pressure medications. She is not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. We are avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Chemistries will tell us if there is a need for change of diet for potassium or acid base, presently normal, potential need for fast oral binders, monitor PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, monitor nutrition. She does have pancytopenia that needs to be monitored. Continue bronchodilators. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Come back on the next 4 months, encouraged to come in person. We discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure, potentially facing dialysis. This is the level that she needs to start educating herself and family members and potential AV fistula. Discuss modalities, home, in-center, blood, abdominal cavity. Continue educating, end of dictation.